Governor Kim Reynolds spoke this morning with the task force she's assembled to come up with a series of criminal justice reforms, according to Radio Iowa. The group's first meeting comes in the same week as more than 400 inmates in Oklahoma were released after that state's governor commuted their sentences. In 2016, Oklahoma voters approved a referendum that reduced the sentences for a simple drug possession and low-level property crimes. Oklahoma's governor signed a bill earlier this year that retroactively reduced the sentences for those already in prison for those offenses. Senator Chuck Grassley doesn't agree with calls from President Donald Trump and other Republicans to reveal the identity of the whistleblower who first reported concerns about Trump's dealings with the Ukrainian president. Grassley, who wrote significant portions of the federal whistleblower laws, says they ensure anonymity for whistleblowers and should be followed. Grassley told reporters in a call yesterday, it's important not to reveal the identity of intelligence agency whistleblowers because it could endanger them. He says the whistleblower is less important now that documents have been released of the call that led the U.S. House to begin an impeachment inquiry. Runoff into the Missouri River above Sioux City may no longer be expected to reach record levels, but releases from the river's reservoirs will continue at an above normal rate. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has reduced the 2019 runoff forecast. However, runoff into the basin above Sioux City was above average in October. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.